This will be only the second time the full Senate and Assembly have gathered in Madison since lawmakers passed a budget in late October. The result is that they have full agendas of issues that simmered on the back burner for most of this year. Senators will finally vote on a plan that would scale back the ability of Wisconsin governors to veto and virtually rewrite budgets. If they pass it, and the Assembly agrees as expected, the proposal would go on ballots statewide next April. Republican Senate sponsor Sheila Harsdorf of River Falls says she thinks voters would approve it overwhelmingly.
I think when people see the example of how it has been used in the last two budgets, I think clearly I haven't had a person not look at it in amazement and shock.
Assembly lawmakers will vote on a proposal that would require hospitals to offer rape victims emergency contraception. Some Republicans are pushing an amendment that would let hospitals and doctors opt out on moral or religious grounds. But Nicole Safar of Planned Parenthood says that would defeat the whole purpose.
The amended version is not only guts the entire bill, but really is worse than the status quo right now.
The Assembly is also expected to send a bill to Governor Jim Doyle's desk that would deregulate Wisconsin's cable industry. It's been pushed hard by AT&T. And fought hard by consumer advocates. Assembly lawmakers will also vote to rename the giant evergreen in the Capitol Rotunda from the Wisconsin State Holiday Tree to the State Christmas Tree. That would come at the protest of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which says the change would be offensive to non-Christians. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.